The Pensacola City Council is expected to make a final decision Thursday evening on a financial package to bring ST Aerospace to land adjacent to Pensacola International Airport. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the public had a chance to check out the proposal.
Phase one is this right here.
Right, I see.
City officials held a town hall meeting Tuesday night at the Vickery Center to explain the project and get feedback. Issues such as noise, traffic, and environmental concerns were addressed by representatives from the city, the airport, and ST Aerospace in Mobile.
Well, I think what we want to do today is show people what we're up about and what's about to happen here if all things go as planned. There's going to be a wonderful opportunity here in Pensacola, a new facility, a lot of new jobs.
Bill Hafner is vice president of operations for ST's Mobile plant.
We're an MRO. We're a maintenance, repair, and overhaul facility. And most all the work we do is heavy maintenance work. We're not an active aircraft operator. We're not an airline. We don't do flight line operations. Primarily, our work is on aircraft that are in heavy maintenance, very quiet operations.
But not everyone was on board with the idea, placing a major industry next to the airport, which would also mean next to some residential areas. Deborah York lives near the airport and contends that what's been told her regarding the purchase of land has not been on the up and up.
They've said, okay, you that lives in House A, you that lives in House C, y'all came to us first and you'll be offered first. That isn't it. I was on the list, supposed to be the fifth one down a couple of years ago. Someone that owned three properties right together had never been on the list and said, we want to sell. They immediately jumped on them because there's three properties.
Others viewed the displays and voiced support for the project. Angela Taylor, who works nearby, says Pensacola needs this.
I would love to see this come in and boost this economy. West Florida High School has an aerospace engineering program that this is going to allow our kids to come home.
In November, Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward signed a non-binding memorandum of understanding with ST Aerospace, capping 2 years of negotiations under the codename Project Stallion. Hayward met with company officials in Singapore earlier this month.
We were talking about the process and getting to where we can get to the lease and the deal points. But most importantly, we met with Chow Tech Chang, who's the president of ST Aerospace, and talking about their operations in San Antonio and Mobile.
ST Aerospace has a 1,500-member workforce in Mobile. Another portion of the talks in Singapore was creation of jobs at the Pensacola operation.
And about the extension of the 300 jobs here in Pensacola on the MRO and truly how much business they do with commercial airlines, obviously defense contractors, and other military components around the country, whether that's in Asia, the Middle East, and the United States. So it's an incredible opportunity for us to get this company to Pensacola.
Aviation Week has ranked ST Aerospace as the world's largest independent third-party airframe MRO provider. The city council began discussion of the project at their last regular meeting. City Administrator Colleen Castile was on hand to provide an overview.
Under the current proposal, the county has in concept agreed to allocate 25% of those funds to us when both the lease and the interlocal agreement have been completed. And the remaining funds would be available in three additional draws pending proof of expenditure of the first 25%.
Castile said ST is also expected to enter into an agreement with the state's economic development group, Enterprise Florida.
We believe that construction will take approximately 18 months, and construction will begin as soon as everybody gets the leases done. That lease will have to come to you for approval, and we are anticipating that in March.
The Pensacola City Council and Escambia County Commission have agreed tentatively to put up $8 million for the project. Amy Lavoie, the county's finance director, said the total cost would be just over $37 million, most of it covered by federal, state, local, and private sources.
FDOT is contributing $11.6 million. IREF is contributing $7 million. The airport has a federal airport improvement program grant for $3.5 million. ST Aerospace is expected to be contributing between $5 and $7.2 million.
That leaves an $8 million funding gap and $8.8 million in county reserves from the local option sales tax. Lavoie told the panel earlier this month that they would have to answer three questions before moving forward.
Does the county wish to participate? Do they want to participate at this level? And is the board willing to commit LOST reserves to this purpose?
The commission's expected to vote on funding at its March 6 regular meeting. Commissioner Gene Valentino supports the project after first criticizing Mayor Hayward for what he thought was jumping the gun on signing the MOU.
I think this is a sound deal, and it sends the right message to the industry, which is the greater concern that we look the part and act the part if we're serious about bringing more of it in.
ST Aerospace will hold a job fair aboard NAS Pensacola on March 20th. Talks between the firm and local governments are expected to wrap up in the next 60 days. The Pensacola City Council meets Thursday afternoon at 5:30 at City Hall. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.